Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Radio family, happy weekend and welcome. Another weekend edition of Community Focus gets underway. Oh. Heard on our intercom stations. Thanking you so much for your wonderful company and certainly the good things that you're doing in our communities. Yours truly, Renee Vaughn, joined by definite member of our Community Focus family. We have been doing this for a long time.
Long time.
Has no question the voice that you just heard to a lot of you radio family sounds very familiar, especially if you have grown up in and around the Twin Cities of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, around Cleveland Avenue,
that's
Claremont
right.
Homes.
That's right.
Some of the places that we have our good friend Ben Piggott.
Oh, good morning.
On the program. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, my brother, my friend. How have you been?
Oh, I'm blessed, Renee. It's Jehovah does really have given me a thrill to be right back on 97.1 WQMG.
Wonderful. And very happy to have you here. Mm. And thank you very much for giving praise where it's really due.
Yes, 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 yes. I mean, you know, it's I tell you, Renee, It's really a blessing to be sitting here right across from you and just looking at how these years have flown by.
Haven't they? Ben, I can remember the very first time you and I met. So, radio family, please forgive us if we go down memory lane just a little bit. But definitely some great moments of Ben when we think about other individuals who have been with us.
That's right.
Who sadly are no longer with us.
Absolutely.
We think of our dear friend AC Stone.
AC, that was the man.
I'm telling you, all of the occasions with which we got together.
Fun.
That's right. For what is to be our topic of discussion today.
Yes.
The annual Peace Toys for War Toys Exchange.
Oh, yeah.
A well-known community event, Ben. Not only just spearheaded by you, but as a community of individuals.
Right. Absolutely.
Who really care about our youths.
That's right.
And our young people and what this event is really all about, to encourage our young ones to, as has always been the mission.
That's right.
To exchange those violent toys.
That's right.
For peace toys such as basketballs, the video games, the bikes.
That's right.
All the things that really keep our young people not only physically active.
That's right.
But it keeps them mentally active
mentally,
as well.
Mentally.
And to think, Ben, it's been, what, about 25 years and counting?
25 years.
Wow. That just seems like yesterday for some of us.
It do. It's funny. And I know you mentioned AC. You know, the funny part about this, his wife is a member of my church. And also Sabrina.
Yes.
And also,
Hi, Sabrina.
And also, she has also done some things also in the past to raise toys and stuff for us.
Right.
You know, and in the honor of Asa, because she is the Winston-Salem Fire Department educator.
Wonderful.
And we have done some things together also push some things and under Bishop Sir Walter Mack at Union Baptist. So thank you, Sabrina, for being
absolutely.
Here.
And Ben, the last time I saw our dear friend Sabrina was in the homecoming parade of Winston-Salem State University. So it was really nice to see Sabrina, who I haven't seen in a while.
She's a great individual.
She is. And the next time you see her, give her a big old hug for me.
I'm going to do it.
I really appreciate that. Well, Ben, it is about that time.
Yes, it is.
As the Peace Toys for War Toys, we have a date for it this year.
Yes, we do. Yes,
which
we do.
Will be Saturday, December 16th.
That's right.
Noon until 2 p.m.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be inside the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds Education Building.
That's where we're going to be.
Absolutely, which is, of course, on the grounds of the Winston-Salem Dixie Classic Fair.
Absolutely.
So doors this year, Ben, are going to open at 11 a.m., registration ending at 12:45.
That's exactly. And see, the special thing, even though we have a lot of sponsors this year and things that the special sponsor we just got by surprise due to Miss Emma Bowman, who is our marketing rep, and she's also a board member for SCAN, is Miss Elizabeth Miller, who is the executive director of SCAN. See, she wants to join our wondrous band to bring toys to the Fairground Annex. When Emerald told me about that, I kind of jumped up and cheered. Because, see, you know, they deal with child abuse.
Exactly.
And what better fit do you find when you have a group like SCAN?
Right. A very good partnership.
To merge.
In that.
With the Peace Toys for War Toys.
Absolutely. And, of course, SCAN standing for Stop Child Abuse Now.
That's right. Exactly.
And partnering not only with you, Ben, through the Carl Russell Senior Recreation Center.
That's right.
We also include another great organization in the Winston-Salem Recreation.
That's right.
And Parks.
Winston-Salem Recreation and Parks.
That's right.
That's right.
And everybody coming together to present the 25th annual Citywide. And we want to stress that, family, that Citywide in Winston-Salem. And Ben, too, to likely share with our listeners, and this is something that we've done over the years, but it's not to exclude others who may want to come from area surroundings.
Absolutely. We don't exclude anyone.
Exactly.
I mean, we are wanting any child to come and see. The big thing of it is, even though we exchanged the toy guns and bums and things, even if your parent don't have that type of thing, we just ask you to bring three up-to-date canned goods, which, you know, it would turn you into a sponsor. See, it's one thing about giving and receiving, but when you give, you find that you just blossom everything around you in the heart of love.
Nice way to put it, Ben. Absolutely. I love that. So, radio family, Ben just did a nice job in sharing the admission.
Yes.
In which one can come to be part of the Peace Toys for War Toys.
Exactly.
Non-perishable. And I like that you always emphasize the up-to-date.
Up-to-date.
Yeah. Please, radio family, if you'll make sure, check the dating on your cans as you're bringing them. And that's going to help, of course, stock the pantry.
That's right.
At AIDS Care Service. Items collected, of course, by the lovely ladies of the Winston-Salem Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Yeah. See, the thing about it, we have to put an emphasis on the thing of giving. Mm-hmm. See, with youth, seeing adults, and then we're also going to have arts and crafts, free DJ music, games, Santa Claus. Now, this year, you know, I have played Santa Claus a lot, 24 years.
I've done that for a long time.
I'm allowing another gentleman to play Santa Claus, and I'm going to play the Chief Elf. I'm going to be the elf.
So you're taking on a new role.
Yes, the elf.
You will. That's E-L-F.
That's right, elf. And trying to move around, because with all this love being done, we want kids from the ages of 0 to 17 to know you can come to this event and receive different items and toys and be entertained. Because I know a lot of times we have events like this, sometimes it's off age appropriated, but now, I say from 0 to 17, we can accommodate.
Absolutely. And Ben, the one thing in all the years with which I've had the opportunity to attend and with the support of our intercom stations and the community as a whole, to really have seen this one particular event grow over the years, and especially, Ben, when we talk about the kids who are directly impacted.
Yes.
That as they get older, as they age, as they start families of their own.
That's right.
How wonderful to see the little ones who started out this way.
That's right.
Now mothers and fathers themselves bringing their own kids. So it's really become a tradition of sorts for a lot of area families.
Exactly. And then when you look at the two entities of the Winston-Salem Police Department and the Winston-Salem Recreation and Parks Department, you have two strong leaders there. You got new police chief.
Right.
Katrina Thompson, who's doing a fantastic job coming in here. I mean, she's at the schools. She's going to be one of the speakers. And then from Tim Grant to William Roston.
Right.
He's a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very excited about merging. See, the community get a chance to see two entities come together with SCAN.
Right.
To broaden the perspectives of giving love in the community.
Absolutely. And with that, Radio Family, of course, you have the official invitation to be a part of this annual event. Ben, 25 years and growing. And in addition, of course, to speaking of family, when we were talking about AC earlier,
AC.
Of course, we can't leave out our other brothers in Rock Bidding.
Rock,
And Cedric Moser.
Catman Good.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you know.
That's our radio family there.
These guys have been very inspirational in my life and wanting to give. And,
absolutely.
You know, I can't forget those Carolina Cruises.
Absolutely.
And this guy named Steve Grimes from Photo Finish Professional Detailing and Used Cars for Sale in Kernersville.
Mm-hmm.
These people want to give. And there are others that I can name. But like I said, at this time, you know, hey, as it come to me, we'll call them all out at the event. But I just want people to know there's a lot of love being going on.
Absolutely. And you bring the love every time you come on this program. So, Ben, thank you so much for that love here, the first half of the weekend edition of Community Focus. You know how we do, Radio Family? We'll take a quick break.
Take a quick break.
And then we will be back right after this. Yeah. And it's more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Our intercom stations are here, and so are you, Radio Family, Saturday and Sunday mornings to get the word out and to talk about good people doing some good things in our communities. One for sure is our dear friend Ben Piggott.
Love you. Love y'all.
Love you more, sir. Carl H. Russell Senior Community Center. And by the way, Ben, in addition to you being a contact person for the Peace Toys for War Toys, we want to also recognize and give a shout out and show some love for Lee Shapiro.
Yes, Lee Shapiro. That's right.
Who will be at the Fairgrounds Annex.
That's right.
So as we share the contact information, not that Ben doesn't mind
hearing from us,
Radio Family. We just don't want you to get overwhelmed with everybody calling you at one time. So Lee has taking it upon himself.
Yes, he has.
To be a contact person as well. So, Lee, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Lee.
Picking up the momentum, if you will, and definitely helping Ben. And, of course, Ben, it really is a family affair in the sponsors that we've had over the years,
man.
The support from the community. And I wanted to recognize another individual
that.
A lady that you and I have both known for a number of years, and she was a mentor to both of us.
Oh, yes, she was.
Still is.
She's tough.
And I'm sure when I mention this name that most of this listening audience will recognize the name and the one and only Muter Evans.
Muter,
thank you so much
for
what you have done in supporting this over the years with Ben and the staff at the Carl H. Russell Senior Community Center.
Thank you, Muter.
When things, Ben, originally started for us when you were at the Sims.
That's right, at the Sims
Recreation Center. So we definitely want to give love to our brother Recreation Center, if you will.
That's right.
Because it was for a very long time held at the Sims Rec Center.
That's right.
And has very much been a part of the Carl H. Russell Senior Rec Center. Now, Radio Family, if you're just joining us, thank you so much for the great company. In case you did miss the date for the Peace Toys for War Toys, it is Saturday, December 16th, beginning at noon.
Yes.
Again, you want to bring yourself and your family, and we'll give you a breakdown to of the individuals, as far as our kids,
right,
that this event has been designated for over 25 years. So the location is the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds Education Building, with doors opening at 11:30 December 16th. And let's go ahead and do that, Ben. We really focus on our babies, our youth, all the way up to our juniors and seniors in high school.
Yes, that's right. And see, the thing about this is you not only become a receiver, but you also become a sponsor by bringing them three up-to-date canned goods.
Right.
And then also, too, for those people who want to give toys to this event to keep it going, you can call me at 336-727-2580. Ben Pigott at the Carl H. Russell Recreation Center is located at 2531 Carver School Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27105. And what we're looking for is new unwrapped toy donations. And those donations would be used for that 0 through 17 age group that comes to the Peace Toys for War Toys Exchange. We want to keep people happy and loving. And see, once you do that, you will know where your items will be going.
Absolutely. And Ben, I ask you this question every year because of ones who may be new to this program,
right,
who may not necessarily be familiar with the Peace Toys for War Toys, or perhaps they have been away for a while and are coming back. But what I really appreciate, and I want to make a point that every year you're here, I want our listeners to know why or how the Peace Toys for War Toys came about. Because there's a very important personal history to this event that had an impact on your own family.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, to the listeners out there, this event was actually started by a killing. It was a killing that was in the Castle Heights community, which I still love them very dearly. We had to go through some therapy, some love. The late, great, my mother, May Pigott, told us all as a family that we must learn to forgive. One of the things about this young man who more or less committed the murder to my brother, they were best friends. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand when friends get in arguments and fusses and fights and things of this nature, sometimes emotions take over.
Very true.
Once emotions take over, then drastic actions happen. Mm-hmm. Well, once that thing evolved, my mother gathered us up as a family. I mean, I have several siblings in my family, and her biggest thing was, because she is a lover of life, and my mother, she loves the good Lord Jehovah, and she loves everyone that loves life, her thing was to forgive. Forgive and let God handle that event, that moment in our life. Yes, you have those feelings of anguish, and that's realistic. Mm-hmm. You have those feelings of anger, that's realistic. But my mother told us as a family, we will love Jerome Smith, we used to call him G-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was a student at Carver, as well as both of them, my brother and him, were best friends.
Right.
So she just stopped us right there. We had a chance to talk to his mother. His mother was very loving, very forgiving. Our family has forgiven that family. And that's why we want you all to know the meaning behind Peace Toys. It's not to retaliate. Mm-hmm. It's to bring love. And look, that's what our world needs. We got to stop taking things in our own hands emotionally and start emotionally give love.
Absolutely.
That's the only way we're going to make it. And that's how that started. And that's why I feel, Renee, because my family did that and I did that, is that Jehovah has blessed us as a family and everything that we do. I feel that if we'd have done the opposite, I think it'd have been a bad outcome. And we have to learn to listen to the sounds of love.
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest qualities that was given to us as man
That's right.
And, of course, an imitation of our Creator. Absolutely. Wonderfully said, yes. Ben. And the importance of why this is done every year,
yes,
is that there's also an underlying message,
yes,
for our young ones. Even though this is a very nice occasion in which they will be receiving toys.
Yes.
We know it happens generally during the holidays.
Yes.
But this is also more about the importance of that quality being expressed every day. Forgiveness and love.
Because if you know right now, Renee, right now our young people are going through a violent time right now.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of killings.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of hurt. Matter of fact, we ain't had kids that got mistaken. It looked like they had real guns and you know,
very
folks,
true.
You know,
very true.
Have, you know, retaliated against that. But the season is about peace.
Mm-hmm.
So is my brother may be a Catholic, but it's for all children,
right,
who have went through violent situations. And if we learn how to turn our emotions to love instead of retaliation,
mm-hmm,
instead of hate, I think that we can have a much better world, mm-hmm, and we can give our Lord Jehovah the praise and really have a strong background in what we got to do.
Well, thank you for the love that you always show.
Oh, yeah. We have
everywhere you go, Ben, and I don't mean just on this program,
Exactly. We have to.
And I can't think of one individual who is more loving than you, my friend.
Oh, but you know
so
what?
So thank you.
I say this humbly. And see, I've had a lot of people who've loved me. I feel that if we as people do not learn to forgive,
mm-hmm,
how in the world can you be forgiven? I think about my brothers, the Sigmas and the Masons, and I think about even my council member who I love so much, Dr. Vivian Burke,
mm-hmm,
who allowed me to come inside of Carl Russell Center to do my creativity.
Right.
And I think about Darren Montgomery when I'm there at Sims Center,
mm-hmm,
who allowed me to do my creativity at the Sims Center for Happy Hill Reunion.
Right.
But God touched even council member Jocelyn Johnson,
mm-hmm,
when she was there. See, God has put people in my steps. I don't think that would have happened if I'd have retaliated.
Very good point.
I don't really feel
mm-hmm
it. And I want
mm-hmm
our kids who are listening to listen that everything has it has done to you. Life is not fair. But what you have to do is to be acceptable to your own decisions. You have to be responsible for what you're thinking and what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Release that negative feeling about hate,
mm-hmm,
turn it to love,
mm-hmm,
and you can have a better lifestyle. You never get anything out of violence. Never.
Very true.
Never.
Thank you so much for that, Ben. And to also, radio family, see this event as a wonderful opportunity to be around association.
Oh, yeah.
Good association, too, for our young ones,
yes,
is so important. I so appreciate you making that point that, you know, sadly, we're hearing too many stories.
Too many stories.
About our young ones, and it's not always in a positive light.
Yes.
So to really take that light, Ben, and put it in a direction in which it does shine on the good things. That are happening,
yeah,
that a lot of times we unfortunately don't get to talk about.
We don't get to talk
about. Which is why I appreciate,
yes,
public affairs programs like this,
oh,
because
yeah,
that is the focus. It's to talk about the good.
Yes.
And even though this can be looked upon as a temporary escape.
A temporary escape.
From all the things that are happening around us that are not good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that our conversations such as these, Ben, allow us to focus on what's good.
And you know,
what's loving, what's peaceable.
What's peaceful.
Yeah, and all see, of those qualities.
See, Renee, all these programs actually started,
mm-hmm,
out of that Happy Hill community.
Right.
That community who was once stereotyped.
Mm-hmm.
But as you look at it, a lot of those young people who have came out of that community has became successful citizens, not because of what, because of the love thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to protect the hate and push the love.
Mm-hmm.
They felt it first.
Right.
And then it spread it. So, I mean, if kids would just look at and stop trying to be like gangsters and stop trying to be like what you see on the TV and think that when you see a group of people praying and you want to take a gun and shoot through the crowd, hey, reverse that and hug, pray, give love. Those are the things that last. That's the things.
It's just like you said, Ben. It's all about giving that love and showing it in return.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, showing it as much as it is the love in receiving it.
That's it.
Yeah. And that's definitely what you get with events like this. Oh, yeah. You receive so much love, and you just really see the contentment on young ones. I mean, a lot of children who likely been, whether it's around this time of the year or at any period or point of the year,
that's right,
don't have an opportunity to have something nice like a bicycle.
Absolutely.
Or a computer.
Absolutely.
Or a basketball or video games that promote positivity. In fact, when we think about the things that a lot of our kids, that as they get older and they think about a lot of the things that they're taking in school, of course, when you and I were coming through, technology was a little more archaic, for lack of a better word, than it is now. It just amazes me, the technology that our children are able to use nowadays. And to take that technology, combine it with that knowledge, and to use it in such a positive way that gives back to the community in which they come from. When you think about video programming or the different things, again, focusing on that positivity. That our kids, that when they go off to college or take on a trade and do something for a living that works around computers.
That works around computers. Because it made me think about Marion Venable of Venable Tax Service.
Right.
See, this lady, she continues to give computers, and it's 25 years for her.
Right.
Paul Swin, right there on Buchanan, he continues to give over and over. Now, these were kids themselves.
Exactly.
I remember them as kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And in their minds, they're seeing, I want to give. Carolina Cruisers, I want to give. Mm-hmm. You look around and you see people like Steve Grimes still want to give.
Right.
Churches are giving. We have to continuously look at and be able to say thank you. I tell the kids all, when you get to receive a gift from a sponsor, I tell them all the time, say thank you.
Absolutely.
When you hear some positive influence, I don't care who it's from, say thank you.
Yeah, right.
Because those are the type of things that are long lasting.
Very true. Very
but, true. You know, we just bless. We just bless.
Absolutely. Every day, Ben. And the reason why you have been such a contributor to all the things that have taken place in our community, whether it's through the Sims Recreation Center or the Carl H. Russell Senior Community Center. And it's my opportunity, my friend, to say thank you,
thank you, Renee.
All that you've done. And you know what? This is what community and family is always about. And it is, Ben. You're so right. And we've talked about this time and time again. It's the teachable moments.
Teachable moments.
When our young people see firsthand the act of giving.
The act of giving.
When they see and hear firsthand the act of saying those words.
Thank you.
And showing appreciation.
Yes.
Because, you know, it really does, Ben, and it's interesting we're having this conversation. That word I feel you don't hear as often I think one should.
We don't.
And that may be just my personal feelings on some things.
No, you're right on time.
And it's not just the kids. Some of us as adults, too. As the kids used to say, I don't know if they say it now, let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
A lot of times, even, you know, if you hold the door for somebody.
Hold the door.
Or just do a little thing for anyone.
Shivery is still alive. Shivery. I told a young man the other day, hey, man, it's all right to have good manners.
Exactly.
It's okay to open that door.
Right, for someone.
It's okay to have good grades. You know, unfortunately, in my field, Renee, I have kids that tell me behind the door, Mr. Pickett, these are my grades, but please don't tell my friends.
Wow.
Because of the negative connotation of being smart is not popular.
Very true.
dressing a certain way mm-hmm. where that it may be offensive to somebody mm-hmm. is great to some people.
Yeah.
But we know to get a job, you got to look neat. You got to be clean.
Right.
You have to be prompt. And I tell them that. But we as a people, what we is as adults, we continue to show the love. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what a child does, I still have to put my arm around them and tell them that I love them. Regardless of that behavior, because we got to be able to reach them
mm-hmm.
by what by any means necessary to reach them and have some relationship, mm-hmm. regardless of what that kid thinks. Because some of them come out of some pretty deep, wild
yeah,
homes.
Yeah. And it's like you said, Ben, it goes back to the actions in which these kids not only see and hear, but like you said, that interaction is so important.
Yes.
And so happy we have that very interaction this morning.
I love it.
I love it too, Ben. The weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our intercom stations.
I love this program.
And love the program, the Peace Toys, or our event, rather, the Peace Toys for War Toys Exchange, that in addition to the great partnership with SCAN, Stop Child Abuse Now, the Winston-Salem Recreation and Parks is presenting the 25th annual citywide event, again, Saturday, December 16th, beginning at noon. So, radio family, make sure you're there as the doors open as early as 11:30.
Right.
Please come and stay with your children, or if you send them with someone else, just make sure, please, that they're accompanied by an adult. Winston-Salem Fairgrounds Education Building.
And Renee, I might as well, if I have the time, to let the folks know that, you know, Mr. Pickett is retiring. And radio family, let me say this. Retiring does not always mean you're going to sit aside.
Right.
You're going to still do your thing with mm-hmm. touching kids and things mm-hmm. of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Winston-Salem Recreation and Parks Department allowed me a job opportunity to give my Lord and Savior the praise every time I come to work
mm-hmm.
to let him know that, hey, he's the one to make these programs possible.
Right.
He's the one that gives me the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for my Lord and Savior, it wouldn't be no me. So I want to let all those people know that I'm very thankful and blessed to have worked all these years. Now, it's 42 years working with children.
Wow.
Now, in pension years, mm-hmm. it's 31.
Okay.
But working with kids from the Boys Club
mm-hmm.
to mental health, to Winston-Salem Recreation and Parks, that's 42 years of love.
Yeah, definitely.
42 years of love.
And so happy, Ben, that on behalf of all of our radio family who are listening, who know you either directly or indirectly,
oh, yeah.
if I could speak on behalf of all of those persons and extend that thank you for the love, and so happy, Ben, that love isn't going anywhere.
No.
Even though you are retiring, and yeah. I'm happy for you for that.
Oh, thank you.
My
thank
friend.
You, thank you.
Well deserved, your many years of service, especially to our children.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Ben, you leave a lot of families with some beautiful memories.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Of what the Peace Toys for War Toys that you have done for the year, and not just with this program,
yes, ma'am.
But all of the programs that you have been involved of that we've had an opportunity to talk about here on Community Focus.
Yeah. On Community Focus, it's a blessing to have Community Focus. Anyone who listens, you are blessed to have a Renee Vaughn who really pushes herself out there for this stage and the community to let them know what's going on. So I humbly say, and I'm returning those people who have been on your show, we have been blessed for this radio station. And all you listeners that are out there to know, hey, we give kudos to the station. We give kudos to Renee Vaughn, and may God continue to bless this station as well. It always get the word out.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to return those kudos in return. The ball is back in your court, my friend. But see, that's what family and community, again,
oh,
are
man.
All about, Ben. We try to be a support group.
We do. We
for
do.
One another. And just like you, my friend, I want to stay humble and certainly acknowledge that I will not take all the credit.
We do.
And just so happy that we have this opportunity to support one another as community with the Peace Toys
yes.
for War Toys. And Ben, as you just mentioned, it's just going to be a great day, couple of hours and oh, then yeah. some of a lot of activities, from arts and crafts to games to music, just great entertainment. And again, the key word being this is something for family.
For family.
Has always been stressed with an event such as this. And Ben, that's what you definitely have been for a lot of us.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Definitely family.
I have to take my hat off to my late great mentor, the late great Mo Lucas.
Yes.
Who more or less was my confidant. And and I never knew that this is going to be my field of work, but he was one of those ones to help raise me. And also the late great George Redd. Now, he was a police. He was a policeman in Winston-Salem. A lot of you kids have been watching a lot of negativity dealing with police. But let me tell you something. The police were the ones that more or less helped to raise us. And I will never forget George Redd because he was a leader to me. He helped me. And also Mr. Joe McFadden, who was a great officer. See, we grew up around police officers, and we loved them.
Let me ask you this one question. Did Officer Redd, by the chance, have a son or has a son by the name of Chris?
Yes.
We went to school together.
My grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When you know the Redds.
See, Redd is Redd.
I was going to say, now to our Carver alum.
Carver alum.
Who are listening.
Carver alum.
This morning. Absolutely. Chris was a classmate of mine. He still is.
Chris.
But when I think about you mentioning his dad.
His dad, he was tough.
Yeah.
And then we all called him Daddy Redd. This was one man, when I was playing basketball at Carver under the leadership of Coach Alfred Poe.
Yes.
There was a situation about to come up, and you know how they sent a whole lot of police officers to some of these events that, you know, they see that kids getting ready to get out of there. Only one man walked in, George Redd. And you know what George Redd did? He pointed his finger. I know your mama. I know your daddy. I know. Dad, disturbance ceased. Everybody who know Daddy Redd, it ceased.
That spoke volumes back in those days.
Yeah, and it was just one. And he was at all those games. And even when I went to Kennedy, same thing. So, Renee, I just love this whole show. It don't do but bring
back memories. We love you.
It don't do but bring back memories. And I have nothing but love for the community.
Thank you. And the community has nothing but love for you, Ben. So even though this is retirement, you know me anyway, there will never be any goodbyes because...
No goodbyes.
Too many of us know that you, Ben Piggott, will not be sitting around very long. You still are going to be active in the community and just looking forward to other ways with which, no question, you're going to give back. So definitely, my friend, I'm just looking forward to the next time and your new role, your next role. Keep doing what you do.
It's funny you said that because there's a good friend who's a great artist. You know, we had Mr. Huff that just passed, and he was an outstanding artist. And I was talking to the great artist Jerry Haynes. He's from American Legion Post number 128. This man also came to my rec center and spoke, and talking about how to take advantage of your talents. And this man is one of the greatest artists as it was, but Brother Jerry Haynes, I love you, man. You're one of the big three from out of Happy Hill, but that Mr. Huff will never be forgotten.
And we're never going to forget you, Ben. So thank you very much, my friend. Of course, whenever we engage in great conversations, sometimes hate to see that time go by
to see it go
so quickly, but there's going to be a next time.
It's a beautiful time,
my dear
Renee.
Friend. So you're thank good. You so much.
Thank you, Renee.
Absolutely. So radio family, again, Peace
love
Toys.
Y'all.
For War Toys, Saturday, December 16th.
That's right.
Beginning at noon,
Winston-Salem
Fairgrounds Education Building.
Be there.
Get more information. You can contact Ben at 336-727-2580.
Yes.
Also reach out to Lee Shapiro at the Fairgrounds Annex. That number is 336-734-1582.
And if you can't get me there, you can I'm give you my cell, 336-414-1582. 0589. If you have a certain thing you want me to come to get, because I understand sometimes that phone can get kind of tight, but that's my personal sale and you can get it.
See, that's how loving you are, Ben Pig. And I'm going to give them the same number, 414-0589. I love you, my friend. Thank you so much.
This is fun.
Absolutely. And from all of us, happy retirement, too.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you, radio family. Indeed, another wonderful way to bring this weekend edition of Community Focus to a close. Enjoy the rest of your day, radio family, and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Tim Grant. Hey, hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.